And the time, 21 minutes to 8 o'clock, Vusi and I are speaking. You know, God is a mystery. There's such a lot of him that I just don't get. So when the Bible says his ways are so much higher than our ways, I totally agree. But then that's why he's God and we're not. Is he knows why he does things the way he does them. So this morning we're asking you, what's the thing, the one bit of his character, who God is, that impresses you most, that stands out for you at this moment? It's not always the same. It changes as you do life, and you do life with him, as you go with with him through the valley of the shadow of death. Or maybe you've just had a breakthrough, and something that you've been waiting for how long suddenly comes true, and it becomes a reality in your life, and you think, God is a healer. Oh, he's really a healer. Then tell me about what's that one thing. We, as the body of Christ, each have a piece of the puzzle. And today we're putting the puzzle together so that we can see that whole picture, a bigger picture than we would have on our own. That's the privilege of being part of the body of Christ. So here's the invitation. We're asking you in 30 seconds to a minute, don't tell me his principles. Don't tell me what he wants us to do. I want to know who he is. That was the breakthrough for Job, and all his pain was a revelation of who God is and who he isn't. So tell me who God is to you. What you're reading in the Word at this moment that is such a revelation of who he is, his character, his personality. 082-657-2729. Make it your worship for today. Make it your worship so that everyone can hear what you think of your God, who he is.
Hello Janine, Sunay Cornelius. Who is God to me? My God is my defender. He is the one that stands in my place. He is the one that fights my battles for me. He is the one that goes ahead of me. He is the one that sends his angels, just like with Daniel. Daniel took so long to get his breakthrough. But there was a spiritual battle that was happening. And sometimes we've got life circumstances and things just seem impossible, and it really feels like we're pressing against the wall and we're getting so much resistance. But God is our defender. He is our Lord and our Father, and he loves us unconditionally. There's nothing that we can do that will stand against his love for us. He is our shield. In everything that we do today, I want to encourage the listeners, if you're feeling discouraged today, if you are feeling like you are fighting an endless battle, God is our defender. He is your dad, just like you love your own kids, just like you don't want anything bad to happen to your kids, just like it makes your heart really sore when your kids are sad and discouraged. God is the same. He loves you even more then you love your own kids. Have a really blessed day. Lots of love. Bye.
Mere Janine. Ja, ek kan so opgewonde raak omdat hy my pa is. En as ek troos soek, kan ek op sy skoot gaan klim. En ek kan sy arms om my sit. En as ek vir hom sê, praat bietjie met my, ek kan vir hom stories vertel, en ek kan vir hom vertel hoe voel ek, en, maar as ek op sy skoot sit, dis waar ek sy liefde voel, waar ek so geliefd voel, as ek so in die hoek van sy arm sit, en op sy skoot sit, en ek weet, hy is my pa, en hy is lief vir my, en ek is so gees vervuld die oomblik wat ek op sy skoot kan klim en sy arms om my kan voel. So ja, sy karakter vir my wat uitstaan is 'n pa se liefde vir sy kind. Mooi dag verder, bye.
Well, God absolutely to me is the creator, sustainer of the world, the universe, every single solitary thing there is. And there are so many adjectives that I could use to describe God that it's absolutely limitless. He is limitless. He's astonishing, amazing, astounding, wonderful, awe-inspiring, marvelous. He's dumbfounding sometimes, spectacular, always stupendous. And I tell you, it's just absolutely impossible to describe God. There aren't actually words to describe him, but what I find absolutely amazing currently is that yesterday Dr. James Merritt also preached on the very same thing that's on this morning, and that is on Romans 12, verse 1. And also, we had another service. I listened to a number of services in addition to going to church on a Sunday. And it's absolutely astounding this morning how many of those very same scriptures have been repeated in U version on the radio this morning. Oh, there's absolutely nothing I can say about this any further. God bless all of you.
Goeiemôre, Wayne and Jeanine. Ja, ons dien een awesome, awesome rovende Abba Vader. As jy moet net kyk na die reën wat val. Hoe amazing is dit dat die Here vir ons soveel awesome reën gee. Ten spyte wat ons lewens aangaan. Waar mense elke geliefde aan die dood afgestaan het. Of iemand wat siek is in jou familie. Of iemand wat jy ken wat een geliefde verloor het in die nacht of van ochtend vroeg. Kan ons sê, kom en sê, Koning Jesus, sonder u is ons niks nie. Daarom kan ons sê, aan u vastlou, want u is een asemrowende, almachtige Abba Vader, en by u is alles moontlik. Shalom, sorry.
Vir my is hy waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Dit is wie ons God vir my is, elke liewe dag van my lewe. Baie dankie. Vir my is hy waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Dit is wie ons God vir my is, elke liewe dag van my lewe. Baie dankie.
Môre Jeanine, iets wat ek aan dink vir oggend is die betrokkenheid van God in ons alledaagse lewe. Al is dit hoe klein God gee om, hy is elke dag betrokke in ons lewens. En baie keer het ons bekommernisse en dit is partykeer iets kleins. Dit is glad nie iets groots nie. Maar toch gee God so om vir ons, dat hy in daai klein dingetjie voorsien. Of in daai klein dingetjie vir ons die pad wys. En ek, bijvoorbeeld as ek na winkelsentrum toe gaan, ek vra vir die Here vir 'n parkering reg voor die deur, want ek wil, hoekom wil ek vaarloop as die Here vir my 'n parkering reg voor die ingang kan gee. En dit is hoe God betrokke is in ons lewens. Ons dink ons kan net na hom toe gaan met die groot goed, maar hy wil betrokke wees in die klein goed in ons lewens.
Ek dink oor die algemeen my wat die meeste, daar is soveel goed wat die Here vir ons doen, maar weet, dier al die gejaag en die mekaar en alles wat moet gebeur op een slag en mens hou nie lekker altyd focus nie en jy raak vreselik oorweldig. Ek het al so agtergekom, juist in daai tye as jy net alles oorgee, net geduldig is en terugstaan en die Here kans gee om te werk in jou lewe. Hoe hy bykie vir bykie elke situasie uitsorteer en in goede laat meewerk. En is net vir my amazing. Hy sal ook die saak dier wat het donker tyd ons gaan nie, hoe emotioneel ons onself vind in hierdie lewe nie. Hy sal altyd maar altyd jou hand vasthou in jou lei en saam met jou die pad stap.
Good morning, Janine and all the other listeners. It's Penny here from Pretoria. I've been listening since early to you. What amazes me the most about God's greatness There's a song by Jason Crabb called When He Was on the Cross, and part of the chorus of that song, it says, "He knew me, yet he loved me." And that gets to me every time. In spite of who I am, in spite of what I've done, in spite of what I do daily, my thoughts, my actions, he knows every part of me, and yet he loves me. For me, that's almost unbelievable, and I am just so grateful at the awesomeness and the love and the mercy of God. Have a blessed week, everybody. Ciao.
Hey, more, Janine. My woord is getrou. God is getrou. Geseënde dag vir julle. Groete Marcel.
Good morning. To me, what stands out most about Jesus is his love and his patience. Oh, and he's been so, so patient with me. With all my faults and my one step forward and three steps backwards again. He's been so patient and so, so faithful to me. His love has surrounded me when I needed it the most. And I'm so grateful for that. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you in your blessed name. Thank you. Amen.
Hallo, Janine. Dankie vir jou stem vanoggend. Iets wat my die meeste op die oomblik beïndruk van die Here se karakter is hoe hy betrokke is in die detail van ons lewe, hoe hy alles weet en hoe hy byvoorbeeld vir Israel gesê het, ek gaan hulle stuk vir stuk voor julle uit verdrywe, sodat die wilde diere nie kan oorneem waar die mense weg is en julle dan daarmee gaan sukkel nie. So dit is asof die Here antisipeer wat kan verkeerd gaan en hy maak die pad vir ons oop en ja, sy liefde in die detail. Dankie.
Môre Janine, al die kinders van die Here, is dit nie vanoggend lekker om wakker te word? Die Here het vir ons soveel reën in die nag gegee. Alles is so pragtig en skoon. Ons loof en ons prys hom. Maar ek wil vanoggend sê, dat daar so baie dinge aan die gang, in die skole en in die werke, in die wêreld daar buite, en kort, dan kry 'n mens hierdie beklemming in jou hart, dat jy voel jy word afgedruk. En dan skielik is dit asof jy net opgewondenheid binne in jou kry, en te sê, haai, ek ken die koning wat in beheer is van al hierdie dinge. Dan voel jy sommer weer beter, en jy sing en jy loof die Here. En jy wag vir die volgende beklemming, want ons is oorwinnaars in die Here. Shalom.
Ons Here Jesus se liefde vir ons is so groot, onbeskryflik groot. In Lukas 13, hier vanaf vers 31, waar Jesus gewaarsku word oor Herodes wat hom wil doodmaak, en hy met minagting van hom praat, en hy uitdagend vir hom sê dat hy gaan voortgaan met sy werk vir ons, vir genesing, vir redding, vir gehoorsaamheid aan sy Vader, en het geweet wat vir hom voorlê, maar hy het vol stoom voortgegaan, sy fokus was op God in gehoorsaamheid aan sy Vader, en is hy geseën, is hy vereer toe hy terug gaan hemel toe en inkom in sy koninkryk. Mag die Heilige Gees vir ons elke dag help om ook so gefokus te wees op ons Vader, op ons uitdoel. Want Jesus het ons lief. Hy wag vir ons met oop arms, wag hy vir ons by die wendpaal. Mooiste dag vir almal.
Môre Janine, Alida van Meyerton, Psalm 139. Leer my van die Here. U deurgrond en ken my. U ken my sit en my opstaan. U verstaan van ver my gedagtes. U deurvors my en my lê. U deurvors my gaan en my lê, en u is met al my weë goed bekend, want daar is nog geen woord op my tong nie, of U, Here, U ken dit geheel en al. U sluit my in van agter en van voor, en U lê U hand op my. Om dit te begryp is te wonderbaar vir my, te hoog, ek kan daar nie by nie, want sou ek heen gaan van U gees, waar sou ek heen gaan van U gees, en waarheen vlug van U aangesig, klim ek op die hemel, U is daar, en maak ek die doderyk my bed, kyk, U is daar, amen en amen.
Janine, my sussie in Jesus, ja, weet jy wat nie, die feit dat God so vrygewig is, maar weet jy wat nie, dit is net te veel om op te noem, maar een van dit is die feit dat God so vrygewig is, Jesus liefde, Mandy.